Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
My first public thank you to Marty Baron of the week. I don't know how it happens, whether it's an extended buildup because we didn't have a show on Friday, but I am sometimes amazed how easily this show flows because of your depth of knowledge and preparation for each outing. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, but you make it go. But by the way, how was the concert Friday night? Because I totally forgot.
Well, maybe
there's a concert Friday night. And then
Saturday?
I was driving.
Saturday. Yeah.
I was driving on the thruway Saturday, coming back towards the South Towns, and then all of a sudden I'm at a standstill, and I'm like, what just happened? Why is there an accident? Then I realized I saw the sign on the, you know, the electronic boards and concert traffic. And I was like, oh, I totally forgot. So I was stuck in traffic Saturday afternoon.
Stay tuned for best and worst of the weekend. You might get your answer there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good tease.
I mean, the best might have been your text as it pertained to German engineering. But let's focus on German engineering in the form of J.J. Paterka.
We need the picture. I need to see the picture.
We'll get it in there later. Yes. We don't need to see pictures of J.J. Paterka. We know the body of work in what is still an incredibly young NHL career. However, here we are on Monday, June 16th, talking about his future because, of course, he is a pending restricted free agent. There have been rumblings about his future for months and months and months. And Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet 32 Thoughts, suggested, verbalized over the weekend, his thoughts that the Sabres are now listening on offers on J.J. Paterka. What do we make of all this based on your experience in all of these types of situations? And regardless of what happens here with Paterka and maybe Byram, like, how do the Sabres come through this better? Because that's the goal, is to be better on night one of this upcoming regular season. That is your focal point and has been for months.
Yeah, it has been like the last 20 games of the season. How do you get to be the better team or look into game one next year? So there's a few things. It's not a rant. It's kind of a dissection of this.
Dissection?
Dissection, is that how it is? I added an extra thing. A dissection of the J.J. Paterka situation here. So in my opinion, to me, this feels like it's all agent driven. It was last year leading up to the deadline. Look, were teams calling the Sabres maybe on Paterka? Yeah. Why? Because somewhere there was a rumor that Paterka may be available. And I think that is one tool that agents have to try to maximize their client's value, is put it out there. Talk to insiders and say, yeah, you know, if I was the Sabres, maybe I'd be fielding calls on Paterka. He's going to make a lot of money next year, and maybe they won't be able to pay him that. And you put it out there. And then all of a sudden, teams call, and they talk about players, and then it grows and it snowballs, right? So that's what started last year. And I think it started again, and it kept going this summer. Why? Because the Sabres are in a unique position right now where when the season starts in October, you have to hit the ground running. You have to have all your pieces in place. You have to win. You have to get yourself in a good position in the Eastern Conference. And you can't afford to be December 15th and be like, well, we're 10 points out of a playoff spot and it's not going the right way. Mm-hmm. And Peterka, what he has for tool, what his agent has for tool, because he's not arbitration eligible this year. The Sabres can't say, well, we'll have Peterka signed because if we don't have a long-term deal or a bridge deal, we'll take him to arbitration. No, he doesn't have that option this year. So the Sabres understand that if Peterka and his agent are going to play the hard, you know, stance going forward, that maybe Peterka won't be signed in October. Maybe Peterka won't be signed in November. And if he misses 2 months and the Sabres are falling behind because they don't have that type of player, mm-hmm. you're in trouble. So does Kevin Adams and the Sabres understand that? Absolutely. Are they doing their homework saying, we better start listening? Because if we were in a different position, we'd say, you know what, JJ, you want your agent to be playing hardball right now? That's fine. Sit at home. We're okay here. That's not the case. Like, you need JJ Peterka, or you need something that would be of equal value to start the season. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Sabres are listening right now, I believe. Do they want to trade JJ Peterka? No, they don't. But they also know they got to make the playoffs and they have to have success out of the blocks. So they'll start listening to make sure they have all the options on the table.
So how do they come through this better, in your opinion? Like, it's a pretty simple question, right? I mean, this stems from, okay, what if they feel like they get to a point where they have to trade Peterka? And what if, again, the long-discussed rumors of Byram are you move off of him too because you feel like you've got your strength and your money already allocated on your blue line to a certain extent, skill set-wise, but want to add a different skill set to it? Like, how do they come through this better, in your opinion? Because I think, rightfully so, there could be a faction of the fan base that, and I mean, it would only echo the sentiments of the front office. Like, they're not in a position to be taking futures and draft picks and even younger players in all likelihood here in return. And we're talking about a now just turned 24 Bo Byram and a 23-year-old J.J. Peterka.
Yeah, young players, but age is not a focus for me in this situation because you're at the point where you got to win. So right. If you're bringing in a 28, 29, 32-year-old that is going to give you value and return, if that's the route you decide, mm-hmm. fine. Like, it's about this year. It's not about 5 years down the road. It's about this year. How do you make that work? How did the Sabres win? I almost feel like the Sabres should be out there saying, you know what? We're not trading JJ Peterka, and you got to do the same thing they're doing on the other side. And you plant yourself into the ground and you say, this is where we are. You're not going anywhere. And this is the money we have allocated for you. I would assume, look, JJ Peterka is probably looking at contract comparables right now and saying, I'm going to continue to get better. And they'll get full value for me at $8+ million. Okay. And do I think that Peterka deserves $8+ million? I don't think that the market is showing that. Do you have to overpay a little bit? Maybe. But I think in the 7 to 7.5 range is probably more where I would put it. Look at Tage Thompson, scored his contract after scoring, 38 goals in a season, and he's at 7.14. Like, okay, cap is going up. Inflation, maybe JJ's at 7.5, but he's not at 8+. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So you're like, hey, JJ, you know what? This is an Olympic year. He hasn't been named on Team German. So he'll be
player number 7. Let's be real here.
Yeah, but you know what? You want to play in the NHL, you want to make your money, all of this, it's there. This is what we're willing to go. Like, play it hard right now for the next 2 weeks, because at the draft and on free agent, you know, like July 1, maybe you're going to have to pivot. But right now, you got to play a little bit harder on the where you're willing to go and what that money is going to look like.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I mean, the comparables. So wingers, because I'm not looking, I'm not comparing JJ to a center. I'm looking at strictly wingers in the NHL right now. Okay. And some of them have signed their contracts a little bit ago. But I'll put Clayton Keller against JJ Peterka. Who's the better player?
Well, you have to go with Keller, obviously.
Keller's at $7.1 million. He signed an eight-year deal. And yes, A long time ago. But inflation and all, I say, okay, that doesn't make JJ Peterka any more than $7.5 million, right? I look at Seth Jarvis. I look at Cole Caulfield. Caulfield's at 7.8. Caulfield, when he scored at 7.8, when he got his contract, he had scored 26 goals in 46 games. He played a half a year.
Right?
JJ scored 28 last year in a full year.
Yeah, but his point totals compared to Caulfield are relevant too. We talked about JJ as the top playmaking forward on the team last year. So, look, JJ's gone up 18 points over each of the last 2 years. Those are significant improvements, in my opinion, from a production standpoint. It's not the be-all and end-all, but sadly, it feels like it when you start talking dollars and cents. The Coronado signing.
Yeah, but the $8 million guys in the league right now, they're Jack Hughes at $8 million, Lucas Raymond, Jordan Kyrou, Brady Tkachuk, Roope Hintz, Philip Forsberg. Like, $8 million is too much for JJ. It's too much. Like, if you're asking that, those are the type of players that are getting 8+.
Were
and are, yes.
We don't know the R yet fully because we haven't ventured into full-on signing season. Now, the Flames got ahead of it with Coronado, but his body of work is much smaller. But if you want to talk about projections, the Flames are projecting he's going to be at least that good, but they expect a lot more. He's under $7 million. But again, when you say, okay, Peterka's body of work, recognition at the AHL level, increase, you know, once becoming a full-time NHLer, I can see where they get to a certain number. And then I ask the question, in your opinion, are there internal optics of concern? Meaning, would the Sabres at this point in time not want JJ Peterka to be their highest paid forward? Right now, it's Josh Norris who hasn't really played for them. And Tage Thompson follows right after that. And the reason this discussion ties in with the offseason so far, completely different scenario as an older player, unrestricted free agent, but we just talked about how Brock Nelson slid in right behind Nathan MacKinnon on the Avalanche grouping of forwards with his new deal. And so, do people care about the optics? Like, I mean, how do you view looking at Peterka through that lens?
Well, I view it as that you have, there's an easy way to look at it as a number, right? Okay, who's the highest paid forward on the Sabres? Josh Norris, 7.9. And if you gave $8 million to JJ Peterka, it'd become that. Is JJ Peterka your best player? No, I don't see it. But there's timing with contracts. I think Tage Thompson is there. You got to think of Alex Tuch, the money he'll make moving on next year. He'll move from a $4.75 million contract with a really nice bump, in my opinion. So
many would say to become the highest paid forward on the Sabres.
I could see that for Alex Tuch. I don't see it for JJ Paterka right now.
Right. Right.
But there's also percentage of cap, and I won't bore you for that with that. But, you know, most players, Kyle Connor, when he signed with the Jets, was 7.5% of the cap. Tage Thompson, 7.5% of the cap. What is 7.5% of the cap on a $100 million cap, which is not this year, will be in a year from now, is $7.5 million. Mm-hmm. So teams and agents look at the percentage of cap because that's the true value of seeing where you are, like comparing to somebody that signed 5 years ago or whatnot. So I think 7.5 is probably where that should all fit. But if you're the Sabres and JJ Paterka and his agent are saying, no, it's 8.5, 9, 8.5, 9, 8.5, and who knows what that's like, then you're not in a position to say we're going to be missing that type of player for 25 games next year because it's just impossible. So that forces your hand. And I really believe, we had Dregs on Thursday. He's like, well, Michael McLeod wasn't really thrilled with his ice time and his role. And I'm like, this is all agent driven. Michael McLeod had his best offensive year. Ryan McLeod had his best offensive year. Ryan McLeod played second line center with great teammates and even got bumped up to almost top minutes when you look at centerman this year. So Ryan McLeod, in my opinion, got to look at this as saying, wow, I got a lot of ice time. I got a lot of situations that I wanted to. The agent's going to say he's not happy. Why? Because, well, he's up for contract and he wants to build. So Bo Byram played a ton. Bo Byram played with Rasmus Dahlin. So if we don't know, but if the Sabres are like, hey, Bo, we want you and you're going to play top pair with Dahlin next year, that could be a conversation. But the agent doesn't know that. So the agent said, oh, Bo Byram doesn't see, you know, a future really because they have Dahlin and Power. This is all agent driven.
Yeah.
That's what agents are supposed to do. And the good ones do it really well. So this is a situation where Ryan McLeod, JJ Paterka, Bo Byram, their agents are doing the work they should be doing to maximize whatever they can get for their clients.
Well, thank you. I don't think you answered the question, how do the Sabres come through this better? So we can save that for tomorrow. Maybe best and worst of the weekend coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.